behind the scenes of Joe Biden? You don't think Joe is being laughed at, being the cognitive mess he is in the Kremlin? Meanwhile, another deeply concerning international crisis is unfolding a little closer to home. China not only is saber-rattling with Taiwan, they're now reportedly attempting to establish what is their first permanent military base on the Atlantic Ocean, giving China's Navy the ability to operate just off the east coast of the United States. And we thought the hypersonic missile was bad. And this as China continues to ramp up hostilities, as I said, against Taiwan. They refuse to take any responsibility for the pandemic they unleashed on the entire world. It keeps getting worse, one new variant after another. And let's not forget about China's forced labor, their concentration camps. It is now presently modern day being used against their minority Muslim population. So far, Biden's only response, a diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympics in China in 2022. Oh, in other words, Tony Blinken, the weak Secretary of State that he is, the pathetically weak one, he's not going to be attending the Olympics this year. President Xi is laughing as well at the cognitive mess that is Joe Biden.
That's Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. I'm just going to tell you, I agree. I think the Chinese, I think the Russians are laughing at Joe Biden. I don't know how they're going to portray the two-hour phone call today on a secure line from the White House. I don't know how they'll do that. How the Russians will portray it. I mean, we heard from Jake Sullivan. You heard from him live earlier in the hour. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, coming up, Keith Skipper, Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director. We'll talk about this two-hour phone call and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin held a two-hour video call amid escalating tensions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During the call, President Biden expressed deep concerns about Russia's escalation of forces surrounding Ukraine. In a readout of the secure video call, the White House said the president made clear to Putin that the U.S. and its allies would respond with strong economic and other measures in the event of military escalation. Mr. Biden also reiterated his support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity and called for de-escalation and a return to diplomacy. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at townhall.com, China has accused the U.S. of violating the Olympic spirit by announcing an American diplomatic boycott of February's Beijing Games in Beijing. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma with that story.
A foreign ministry spokesperson says the U.S. is attempting to interfere with the Winter Olympics out of ideological prejudice and based on lies and rumors. The comment comes amid an increasingly bitter feud over the Biden administration's decision not to send officials over human rights concerns. The China official continues, the diplomatic boycott seriously violates the principle of political neutrality of sports established by the Olympic Charter and runs counter to the Olympic motto, More United. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pearl Harbor attack survivors gathered at the site of the bombing to remember those killed 80 years ago. This year's ceremony took place as a strong storm. Packing high winds and rains was scheduled to hit Hawaii, but a Navy spokesperson says there was never any discussion of canceling the event. The Dow up 493 points today, the NASDAQ ahead 461. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Your power chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA, tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to bullymake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
D.C. politicians are proposing new tax increases on American industries. Just as we begin to recover from the pandemic, politicians want to experiment with risky new taxes, weakening the U.S. economy, making us less competitive when we can least afford it. America's recovery counts on all of us. We can't afford more taxes. Tell Catherine Cortez Masto, don't overtax American industry. Get the facts at coalitionforamericanjobs.org, paid for by the Coalition for American Jobs.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Shop early and ship early. That's the advice from the U.S. Postal Service as the holiday shopping season is officially here. Postal officials say they shipped more than 1 billion packages last holiday season, and they do expect to do the same this year. If you want your packages to arrive in time for Christmas, you should mail them by December 9th for overseas military mail, December 17th for first class, December 18th for priority, and December 23rd for priority mail express. Construction work on a new retail complex is underway on the Las Vegas Strip. Project 63 is a four-story shopping complex being built at City Center. The developers bought the two-acre site for $80 million earlier this year from MGM Resorts. The site was the previous home of the never-finished and structurally flawed Harmon Hotel Tower, which was dismantled 2 years ago. Add Michael Bublé to the list of headliners at Resorts World Las Vegas. The international superstar has announced a limited engagement at the Resorts World Theater at the end of April of next year.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Look for some police activity. It's on the on-ramp, Interstate 15 southbound at Washington. Also do expect delays in several areas downtown with that construction. U.S. 95 east at the 15 interchange, 515 east at Main, and 515 westbound at Eastern.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough on that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, it's, I mean, think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local on a very special date in American history, December 7th. December 7th. This is December 7th of 2021. Of course, all of us harken back from the history books on what December 7th means to our country, a red-letter date in American history. Joining us now, really happy to have him on. He's soon to assume co-host status. He is Keith Skipper, and he's the regional communications director for the Republican National Committee, and he joins us. How you been, Keith?
I'm doing great, Kevin. I appreciate you having me on. Very excited to reach co-host status.
No, you're just that close. So hang with us. By the way, this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Let me just ask you: the president and Vladimir Putin had a session today, 2 hours and 1 minute, and all of the buildup that I've seen on Fox News and even some on CNN has been that America is kind of the laughing stock of the world. And that this was the wrong thing to do at the wrong time. What did you make of what you've heard so far about the readout?
No, I think that's exactly right. I mean, look, there is a reason why people are getting sick and tired of this administration so quickly, and that is because this president has shown he's inept. Whatever it is that they are tackling, and foreign policy is a big part of that. And you look at what he's done with Afghanistan, and you look at, how he just allowed that to turn so chaotic so quick, and he left people behind. And, now we have kind of Russia and Ukraine that seems to be, once again bubbling into a very tense situation. And we really think that this administration is going to have serious conversations with Vladimir Putin and be able to, kind of insert some help into the situation, give me a break. It's just, it's not going to happen. This president, he when he came in, we knew what we were getting when it came to foreign policy. Former Obama Defense Secretary Bob Gates had warned us all that Joe Biden was wrong on every major foreign policy decision of his life. And, and we're seeing it to come to fruition, and we have no faith that he's going to be able to be of use in any talks between Russia and Ukraine.
I know you folks at the RNC look at a lot of poll numbers, but I've been seeing poll numbers just in the last couple of days. The latest Suffolk University USA Today poll has Biden's approval rating right now at 38%. Trafalgar has Biden sinking to just 39% approval. And the latest Quinnipiac poll has Biden barely clinging to just 37% approval. Do you get a sense that the American people are seeing what the rest of us have been predicting for over a year?
Absolutely. And there's one that came out today that I think is even more telling. The Wall Street Journal has a poll out today that shows with independent voters, mind you, I always say, those are the voters that really matter because those are the voters that decide elections. Independent voters, the president has a 30% approval rating, 66% disapproval rating.
Wow.
In the Wall Street Journal poll. Minus 36 with independent voters. Republicans have a massive lead in that poll on rebuilding the economy, getting inflation under control, securing the border. I mean, those right there are the bread and butter issues here in Nevada. Yes, voters are waking up and they are seeing what Republicans warned would happen, which is Joe Biden is incompetent. He is running an incompetent government, and he is failing every day American voters every single minute that he is in office. And I think they're clamoring for something different. They said, Democrats said, we're going to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill, and that is going to get our party back on track. And if you look at the polls, he just continues to slide since he's signed that bill into law. That's because Americans aren't going to be bamboozled. They're not going to just be fixed because you're going to fix some potholes. They are frustrated with what they're seeing. They are frustrated that they are seeing thousands of people pour across our border. They're frustrated that they go and they buy, say, hamburger that is twice the cost today as it was a year ago. They're frustrated with all these things. And you look at a state like Nevada, tied for the worst unemployment in the country with California, a state that obviously none of us want Nevada to turn into. It's no wonder that you're seeing such enthusiasm and such freak out from Governor Sisolak and Senator Cortez Masto, and why we saw a huge temper tantrum thrown by Gina Titus. She'd her district get so gutted in redistricting to put her into a danger zone. Democrats know what's coming next year, and that is they're going to have a lot more free time on their hands come January of 2023.
And Keith, am I right on this? Did I see where Catherine Cortez Masto said she would campaign with Joe Biden when Joe Biden is so very unpopular in the state?
Yeah, she did. And if that is true, if that is something that I am willing to make a donation to Catherine Cortez Masto's campaign to ensure they have the funds to fly the president out here, because we would love to have those two gallivanting across the state, because there's no greater reminder of who is enabling the failure of a president than standing by his side in Las Vegas or Reno, or, I doubt they would do it, but if they went to rural Nevada like Alto, there's no greater thing that we could possibly hope for than that scenario. And so I was shocked as any that she said that and she doubled down. She said it yesterday, and then she did it. She did an interview I saw today with CNN. She said it there. Please, yes, come out as much as you want, Mr. President. It's so much warmer in Nevada than it is D.C. this time of year. Let's get this show started today.
I know that we've seen all kinds of polling, and again, it's way, 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 way early on polling, but for instance, Adam Laxalt leads Catherine Cortez Masto 44-41 in that race, but there's still a tight primary to be dealt with. My question is this. Is this across the board that we're seeing this? We've seen it with the Masto campaign. But I'm just curious, have we seen these kind of numbers in some of these other races, head-to-head races with Steve Sisolak and some of the congressional races as well?
Yeah, so, I've seen Sisolak. There was a poll, I believe it was in October, that came out that showed Sisolak tied with a couple of candidates in the governor's race, both Sheriff Lombardo and Senator Dean Heller. But within striking distance with other candidates as well. I haven't seen much polling on the congressional races, mainly because I think people are waiting for those lines to get finalized. But I assume that we'll see some stuff here shortly now that they are. But yes, Sisolak especially is in big trouble. Again, voters are just frustrated and I think he is also a unique case in that, he was governing like Joe Biden before Joe Biden was in office, and we saw how even the way he handled the economy in the pandemic was so disastrous that, again, he shares a large part, if not most, of the blame on why our unemployment is so high here in the state. And so he is in great danger. And if you look, if you really want to, look across the West, you also see the same thing with Senator Mark Kelly in Arizona. He's in big trouble. And our governor candidates in Arizona are hanging in tough too and leading in some polls. So the West is shaping up to be a true battleground, a place where I think that we can send Mitch McConnell a majority for the United States Senate and put a check on this administration.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director. And I want to ask you, as you look at the races, we have a deep, deep bullpen. And you see it in the governor's race where we've got 9, 11, 12, I don't even know what the number is anymore, folks that are going to run for governor on the Republican ticket. We've got some great, great people and a really deep bullpen, do we not?
Yeah, we really do. This is probably the greatest cast of talent that I've seen since I've been in Nevada. And it's all across the board. You know, we have fantastic candidates running in Congressional District 3 against Susie Lee and Stephen Horsford and CD4. You know, we have some very strong candidates in Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of State. Of course, you mentioned the governor's race. We have a lot. And I think the most important thing for folks to remember as we go through this primary process is that no matter who comes out, no matter who wins in June, we all need to put on the jersey and go out as a team and deliver a victory in November, because right now, Democrats, they have a lot of infighting. You know, their state party is at war with the Reid machine, quote-unquote. They are very divided, and they're very divided in D.C. And if we allow ourselves to get divided because of these great primaries, great candidates, then we're going to squander this opportunity. So while we all take a look and we decide who of the, you know, great folks that are running, we want to carry that torch into November, as soon as that dust settles, we got to unite, put on the jersey, and go and fight this out on the battlefield.
And let me just ask you, as far as can you get involved at all? Do you counsel candidates? Can you tell them, hey, don't get personal, don't get stupid out on the stump? Can you help candidates in that area?
We certainly sit down with them and we tell them, yes. I mean, you be smart about this. You know, I've sat down with a couple already and have said, you know, at the end of the day, we all have the same goal in mind, which is, you know, replacing Governor Sisolak, replacing Captain Cortez Master, replacing Susie Lee and on down. And we, you know, I've made it known, you know, not as so much as, you know, the official RNC line, as much as just kind of my, you know, making my thoughts clear that we have to keep this as clean as we can. But we don't get involved. We're not going to get involved in picking a candidate in any of the primaries. You know, we're not going to, you know, come out and go after any candidates that are getting too nasty. They're going to run their races. But, you know, I have made it known in the meetings I've had privately, and I've making it known publicly now, that we need to try to keep this as clean as possible, because at the end of the day, there's one thing we're all determined to do, and that is elect strong conservative leadership in Nevada.
I want to ask you about something that's going on right now. The courts weighed in again today against the Biden administration and against some of these federal vaccine mandates. But I'm just curious, Joe Biden's COVID travel restrictions, for instance, don't apply to illegal immigration. And that's got to be frustrating to watch this day in and day out. But yet the courts keep siding against Joe Biden.
Yeah, I know. It is very frustrating. You know, I got married early this fall. I'm going on my honeymoon here next week. It's going to be a great long honeymoon. We're going to Canada for part of it. He put in a mandate last week that now I have to find, within 24 hours of me coming back to the States, I have to find a place to take a test so that way I can show that I'm, you know, clean and clear of COVID. But when you look at what's going on at the border, you have thousands and thousands of people that are crossing the border. Border agents have encountered illegal immigrants from 160 countries this year. And he's not testing any of them. And there's not a requirement that any of them be clean and clear of COVID. I mean, if you look at the hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants that have been released into the U.S. since Biden took office, 95,000 of them weren't even processed, let alone tested for COVID-19. But like I said, I mean, Americans that want to travel abroad and want to come home, they've got to take a test within 24 hours. And if something comes through, maybe you don't get your test result, comes back in time, what are you going to do? Are you going to be held in a airport and unable to leave because of it? Meanwhile, you know, like I said, you know, what, 5,000 people crossed the Yuma border in the last weekend. And I guarantee you, you know, none of the ones that got away are going to be tested while they're running free. So it's a frustrating thing, and you know, the courts have come down very hard on the president when it comes to the vaccine mandates for employers and whatnot. It's sure not looking good for his side of things. But, you know, we still have not heard anything about when it comes to travel. Unless, of course, you want to come across the border illegally, then you are free to do however you want. Don't worry about that COVID test, I guess.
That just makes no sense. And it's just another piece of evidence relative to the failure of this administration to do anything to move the needle. In fact, the numbers keep going up.
Yeah, they do. I mean, we're going to get some new numbers on November, but, you know, October set a record, September, August. I mean, they've been setting records every month. And they when it comes to this no testing or no vaccine requirement at the border, they have not had a good answer. They have not had any answer. I mean, you have charities and officials and community leaders and border groups have been warning about the spread of this virus for months, and they still aren't doing anything because when it comes to the border, they have shown since January 20th that they are going to turn a blind eye and they are going to just allow, you know, the free flow of illegal immigrants across our border. And again, that's why I think you're seeing voters, you know, like I said, independent voters in that Wall Street Journal poll today strongly support and strongly believe that Republicans can get securing our border, you know, can get our border under control and can secure it and keep families safe. And that's why, you know, that's why, because this president and his administration, his border czar, Kamala Harris, have been utterly incompetent when it comes to this issue.
Wow. Wow. And the only thing that's going to fix it in the midterms is electing more Republicans. And that's the job of all of us, not just folks at the Republican National Committee, but that's all of us have to get involved. Keith, first of all, congratulations on your wedding. Have a fun honeymoon up in Canada. And we'll talk to you when you get back. Okay.
Sounds great. I appreciate it. Have a great Christmas. And I appreciate you having me on again.
There you have it, Keith Skipper, Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director. I love having him on the show because I always learn something. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on a... By the way, quick thing. Coming up at the top of the hour, very excited, Scott Hammond's going to join us. And Scott Hammond is State Senator, Nevada 18. We're going to talk with him about what's going on around the state, and in particular, vetting candidates. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
When the federal government made their last attempt at socialized medicine, Obamacare, most insurance companies refused to participate, leaving millions with no choice but the high premiums and deductibles on the marketplace. On the other hand, people that had had health plans that Patrick Rowe at Pro Insurance offers were able to keep their coverage with rates at half the cost. The new administration has promised another run at their stated goal of nationalized health insurance. If you are on Obamacare, uninsured, or on COBRA, now is the time to act. Protect yourself and family now with non-cancelable coverage guaranteed to age 65. Call them at 702-280-6240 or visit the Pro Insurance website at proinsurance.com. That's 702-280-6240 or Pro. That's P-R-O-W-E insurance.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical